you, Marie Lestrange, to possibly gut-wrenching gestures at Paul Avery Tindall and beyond bizarre side-eyes S.E. Howard. Push is an anthology like no other. Every single author in this anthology has brought you a special delivery. All you need to do is push through your fear. Candace Nola, author of Bishop and Demons in My Bloodstream, February 5th, 2025. Introduction by Ruth Anna Evans. I wanted to create this book because pregnancy and childbirth truly are horror. Anticipated pain is one of the most frightening things there is. When you know your world is going to be rocked by unavoidable, overwhelming, all-consuming pain, you feel like a different person. A vulnerable person. A fragile person. Carrying a child is the constant anticipation of pain. And then there's childbirth itself. You could fail. You could literally fail to push the baby into the world, and its head could get stuck in your pelvis, and its brain could get crushed, and it could die. Its brain could get crushed, and it could live. The pressure is unbelievable. Even when everything goes right, it can be awful. You're trapped in a bed, surrounded by people you don't know, pushing your insides out. Pain relief is unreliable. You shit, you scream, you feel like a wild animal. Your vagina rips. Sometimes they cut you to your asshole, and then they flop a baby on your chest. There is joy, for most of us. The baby's black eyes staring at us with wonder. The absolutely precious fingers and toes. This while they are stitching up your vagina and hoping your placenta doesn't rip a chunk out of your womb and you bleed to death. And for some, there is no joy. There is a cold bundle with blue lips and sadness that will never be wept away. But if you bring home a baby, even when things are perfect, even when you have money for formula and working breasts, a supportive partner, a job that doesn't demand you back to work a week later, even when you have what many do not, it can be horrible. The baby shits constantly, cries constantly, doesn't sleep, your arms are tired, your back is tired, and you don't have time to change your own diaper, which is supposed to cool your swollen, stitched vagina, but barely helps. Sometimes your mind breaks. You feel like throwing the baby down the stairs, or throwing yourself down the stairs. Doctors pat you on the hand and tell you to sleep when the baby sleeps, but the baby never fucking sleeps. It never fucking sleeps. And then there is this book, which is way, way worse than any of that. The authors whose stories I present to you here crystallized the fear and agony of becoming a parent and brought it to you in a disturbing, weird, and wonderful way. I'm so proud to share these stories with the world, and I can't wait to hear what you think. That is, if you can stand the pain. Just Like a Certain Chocolate Egg Toy by Antonia Mesnerich. If you asked Andrea, there was nothing more humiliating than kneeling in front of the toilet, watching the splatter of green-brown mush on the ceramic and inhaling the pungent stench, while her throat constricted with the onslaught of last night's half-digested meal. This was her second time over the span of half an hour she'd had to run from her bed to the bathroom, this one worse than the last, her whole body shaking with the violent push to expel everything stored, liquid and firm. Another burst of vomit started passing through her, stopping at the crucial moment in her throat, choking her. Something heavy stayed stuck, and in pure panic she clawed at her own neck, crying and heaving and suffocating, cursing out her husband who hadn't even stirred in his sleep while she was loudly throwing up. With another vicious contraction from her body, the sour clump dislodged from her throat and in free fall hit the toilet soup of her insides and water with a splash, spraying her chin and cheek. She was ready to collapse on the floor, cool her heated skin on the tiles, breathe in the welcome air, even if sourness permeated it. Enjoy.